Well, today we're recording our morning office and the short homily for the first time. So welcome to any of you who are watching online. We meet here at church every Friday at 8, and we're usually done the offices by 8:30. And for those who can stay, we then stay for some biscuits and donuts and fellowship. So while you may enjoy the morning office remotely, you'll not be able to share the donuts and biscuits with us. So you'll have to come out for that. I know I've used the phrase before, but the readings are so wonderful today that I felt like a frog who has so many lily pads, he doesn't know which way to jump. The Old Testament reading is one of my favorites. Anyone who thinks God doesn't have a sense of humor, after reading the story of Balaam and Balak and the donkey, hath not ears to hear. The New Testament reading describes Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, coming to the tomb with spices, only to discover that the tomb is empty. That is the fact that is the cornerstone of our Christian faith, and indeed separates the Christian faith from all other religions: the incarnation, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. But even with those amazing readings, I light onto my favorite psalm, and I'm thankful that once again Psalm 133 in the 60-day cycle falls on a Friday. It's short, so let me read it again. Behold, how good and joyful a thing it is when brethren dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, and went down to the edges of his clothing, like the dew of Hermon which falls upon the hills of Zion. For there the Lord promised his blessing, even life forevermore. Brethren dwelling together in unity, delighting in each other, building each other up. Dwelling together, not at a distance, but together. Together in the church, together in community, together for morning prayer on Friday. It's a rare thing and a beautiful thing, especially in our time. And it is good for us and pleasing to God. It brings us pleasure and comfort. Such a simple thing, but the most profound things in life usually are. The beauty of it is illustrated by comparing the peace and love of brethren together to fragrant and rare oil. Matthew Henry reminds us in his commentary on this oil that it is strongly perfumed, so it's enjoyed even by the bystanders, not only with the people that are anointed. And oil is holy, and so must our brotherly love be. Matthew Henry also tells us that brotherly love is fructifying. What a wonderful word. I think we should make an effort to bring that word back into daily use. Fructification, fructifying, profitable. It brings abundance, and here the psalmist David compares it to the dew. When the dew comes, it brings blessings. It cools, feeds, and refreshes the earth. Lastly, we have a blessing, but it is a special kind of blessing. David recalls the blessing that God gave on Zion. This blessing is commanded on those who dwell in love. If we do that, we will receive his blessing forevermore.